Good morning to each of you. That song is special to me. One of those that we had in music classes. And that just special to our hearts when we sing those in church. Where's our pens? I guess it's okay. We don't have to write it on the board, but I have a warning to give. And I don't know why I'm sharing this, but I felt like the Lord has laid it on my heart and I just couldn't resist it. So the last hour I was really struggling, but the Lord is with me. I know it. I just have to give it all to him. And like Uriah said this morning, it's not me, it's the Lord. Would somebody want to come pray for me?
Y'all just rise and we'll pray. Lord, Heavenly Father, we do praise you and thank you this morning for life and for the promise of eternal life, not just life on the earth while we live here, but life forevermore. Father, we thank you that you have adopted us into your family, and we thank you for that saving grace, that salvation that David has experienced. Father, as he stands here before us this morning, I lift him up to you in prayer and ask God that you would fill him with your Spirit afresh and anew, that you would fill him with that fire in his inward being, that the message you have on his word would come forth boldly. Father, that he would not think of himself, but he would only just be able to speak the words that you have for him to speak. Open our hearts, O Lord. Help us to hear the words that you have prepared to share with us. Pray, Lord, that you would just help David be a vessel in your hands. Put your hand on his mouth. Keep him from saying the things that you would not have him to say. And Lord, we also ask that you would give him power to speak those things which you do want him to say. We ask you to be with us this hour in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Anyway, this week I was meditating at work, and I don't know, I was thinking about this all, you know, the last couple weeks, but anyway, something came real to me that there's a lot of people passing away, leaving this world, and it just came a burden on my heart that are we ready? I don't know anybody in here, but there's probably somebody in here that's not ready. And I just want to warn each one of us today that the Lord is very near. The end times are near. There's been accidents. There's been, if you will, COVID-19 going around. Cancer and all these things that claim the lives of many. And some are ready and some are not. Or their life, the fruits that come out of their life. The scripture tells me they weren't ready. And is that one of us? Do we have peace in our heart today? I was at work on Friday. I was working alone on a roof. Well, the others were on another section. I was over here. And I just wanted to stop everything. I just wanted to go home, grab my Bible. I have an app on my phone, by the way, but I should have probably just stopped and just gone. I felt the Lord real very near. I should have just told my boss, I'm out of here. But I didn't. I felt like he was getting my thoughts together. One lady, I don't know, she's probably 50 maybe. Many of you know her. She was had COVID. And one night she had a dream. Her husband had passed away years ago, maybe 10. And she saw her husband standing on a rainbow and saying, come, come. And she woke up, she told her son, I feel like I should stay here with you all. But I'm ready to go. But there's also stories of men in accidents. Three o'clock one Saturday morning, just close by, up there in Newcastle, a two-car crash. One was coming from the east, the other from the west. We heard various different stories. But two people, I'm not sure what happened to the one lady. I haven't heard how she is, but she went left of center and hit the oncoming car, and boom, they were in eternity. And there was alcohol involved. This man was living with another woman. He spent some time at the foxhole. He He put away his wife earlier. I don't know how long ago, but I don't know why I'm telling you this story, but I just want you to get it, how serious this life is. If there's something in our life that hasn't been made right with God, I beg you, each one of you, let's make it right before it's too late. This story is almost too gruesome to say, but another story. The two semis on an interstate behind each other, the one passes the other one and cuts in front of him, which is okay. But there's a car coming off backwards off the off-ramp. Thank you. And okay, the second semi. The car crashed into the second semi, knocked his front axle off, and the semi just smashed into the car was just creamed. The truckers just stayed in the trucks. The two stopped, the two trucks. And the cops came. They told the truck drivers, don't even go back. They were both beheaded. That quick. You know, we're not the judge. I mean, those people all went to meet their maker. But the Bible says, what does the Bible teach? Matthew 5, verse 27 and 28. I have a lot of scriptures to go through today. Might just read this one off. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery in her heart already in his heart. I mean, yeah, that's how serious it is. We have committed all the adultery already if we look. We can do it on our phones. If we look. Hebrews 9:27. And it was appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. So, what about 1 John? Let's page to that. 1 John 1. Verse 6, If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to be cleansed, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Let's go to Mark 4. Verse 21 to 25. And he said unto them, is a camel brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed and not to be set on a candlestick? For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested. Neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And he said unto them, take heed that what ye hear, with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. Isn't that exciting? That can be exciting. If we hear from the Word of God, if we listen to it, he shall give us even more. For he that hath, to him shall be given, and he that hath not, from him shall be taken, even that which he hath. Matthew 10. Fear them that not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. You know, when I was, there's another scripture that comes to mind. I'm not sure that I have that on here. I don't think so. But I was a miserable man. I used to be a miserable man. I had some hidden sin in my life, and I just didn't have, I thought I had peace, but there were some things that weren't repented of. And I still remember the day and then the message that I heard. It is What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light, and what ye hear in the ear, what preach ye upon the housetops? There's nothing covered. See, for some reason, we are more, sometimes we're more afraid of the people than we are of God. But God sees everything, and He's our Redeemer. He's our one and only. He's the one who created us. He loves us. There's a lot of scripture that could go with this message, and I invite you, brothers, to share it. But I feel like I'm just touching and scratching the surface. Galatians 6. Verse 1-10. Let's not be deceived. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. No, I'm in Ephesians. Galatians 6, 1-10. If any man be overtaken in fault, ye which are spiritual. Here's something that lays on us. Ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, what? That shall we also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. What a difference. Life everlasting or death? What do we want, dear people? And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have, therefore, opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are the household of faith. Matthew 25. Go back to Matthew 25, 31-46. Matthew 25. Verse 31-46. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on the right hand, on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you for the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and he clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw ye thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. So it's not just going out there to the cities or whatever. It's here in the church as well. Then shall he say also unto them, hear me right, brothers. I know you have a testimony for yesterday, but maybe there's time that you can share that. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, on the left hand. Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. That would be, wouldn't that be awful? We would come to judgment day, and he would tell us what we all did wrong or what we didn't do, and we would try to debate or to reason, and it would be too late. Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteousness into life eternal. Sorry. Let's go to Revelation 20. Verse 11 to 15. The judgment. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from those whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Let's go back to 2 Peter 3. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, that all should come to repentance. I'll read it again. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Every one of us should come to repentance. You know, I remember there was a time, I mean, I thought I had a testimony. But how can you have a testimony without repentance? There is no such thing. And I didn't know it. I was just blinded. I knew there was something wrong, but I thought it was my wife. To be honest with you, praise the Lord, she didn't give up praying for me. Yeah, there was many, many conversations. We had good conversations in the barn, and we've had our struggles, our trials. I put my wife through a lot. My next point is in Acts 2. Verse 36. What shall we do? Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? I think when we see there's something wrong, that is a good place to be. What shall I do? I remember the day when we were having a meeting up close to Faith, and finally, they got me convinced I was wrong. And I asked, yeah, what shall I do? And I remember I was afraid to drive home because I knew there was something not right. And you know, there's so many accidents. I know, I remember. I didn't trust them. I had a hard time trusting authority because of what happened in my life, I think, in my past. I wasn't going to let anybody hurt me again. And I just saw this as another, these people in authority just trying to control my life. But there was something there. I remember another day we were sitting in the little cabin, and I just wanted to run out of there. I wanted to leave. And Mark and David were in front of us. And I couldn't leave. There was something there. I know they had a hold of something. And I just couldn't leave. I wanted to run, but I didn't know where to run to. And it's the people at there was many a brother praying for us, and I come back to that. Let's not give up to the household of faith. Finally, when I sum it up, I'm like, all I had to do is give up, surrender. And that was key to just, okay, let's lay it on the table. Okay, give a chance. Give them a chance to help me walk with God. It was like stepping out on a limb. But they weren't going to let me fall off of it. So, I have a question. Do we have peace in our hearts today? Do we have peace? I know I said I had peace, but I never knew the peace that I have now. There's other things on my mind the last while. Friends and loved ones. May I say it? People in my relationship. People in my relation, if I can say it right. There's many a household that they're searching for peace and they can't find it. And I'm like, you know, when I look back at our situation, you know, we were living it. We were living in it, and who knew better about our situation than my wife and I? That's the way I thought. That's why it's important that we allow our dear brothers and sisters in Christ to speak into our lives. And I know they had to tread softly. For me, I'm a person that gets offended way too easy. I'm working on that. I have a, may I say this verse? This verse has meant a lot to me, but it was like something, how could I say? I feel like we can use this. Colossians 4:6, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. I've had many conversations the last while with call them dear friends. And they don't have peace in their homes. Husband and wife are on a different page. And they wonder what they should do. And I'm like, from the outside looking in, I see some things that they don't see. But I struggle with just dumping it on them. But I have found that when they ask me a question, what am I doing wrong? What is the problem here? I feel right there we can say what we see. See, at one time I thought fruits is all positive. When the Bible speaks about fruits, it's all positive fruits. Well, in my mind, I was thinking, if it wouldn't be fruit, it would be something negative. It would be maybe the Schlappel. Anyway, but then I was pointed out Where is this? Okay, so, you know, I'll get to that one. I think it's my closing scripture, Matthew 7, but I'm going to spend some more time in some other things. But so, you know, we can talk to our friends, we can talk to people, and they can tell us stories. We can sit there and listen to them all day long about what their spouse is doing to them, how bad she is. And I'm like, should we agree? You know, this is maybe a different subject of where I started this morning. But remember, I'm talking about peace. Do we have peace in our hearts, in our homes? I changed from a warning to peace, the last part of my message. So, you know, our situation and my friends, you know, I knew there was something wrong. And I'm sure they do too. So, and we couldn't fix it, so we needed help. You know, we could discuss each other's faults all the day long, but it's not going to get us anywhere, and we drug around, you know, for years. So now that I was talking about fruit, so they might not think that we know anything, but we can still see the fruits that come out of their situation. And let's just go over to Matthew 7. Okay, you know, here's a precious verse to me, verse 7, Matthew 7, verse 7. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. I have sought the Lord for many years, and I knocked, I kept seeking, but I wasn't open to others to speak into my life. Matthew 7, verse 12. Okay, therefore, all things whatsoever you shall would that men would should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter ye in the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. There's my verse. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles. Even so, every man, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. You know, just take an apple tree. And we know all how apple trees do when we, some apples have a bunch of blight and spots on them, and they're nice big apples, but they're covered in spots, and then it's a challenge to get into the good fruit. But if we take care of the apple tree from springtime to harvest, it will bring us good apples. Like, we bought some apples the other day, and they were just beautiful, big apples. And I didn't see any spot on them. So, verse 18, a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. See, that happens to trees just like us. If we're not bringing forth good fruit, you know, just back to that, can I say it? Those men that were not serving the Lord were drinking. You know, I believe that sometimes God takes us away earlier because we're not prospering. Or I wonder if there's a cutoff. Sometimes he's tired of it. You can share a testimony too, and maybe there's a scripture. I'm sure there is, but I've wondered how sometimes people, well, and there's others that take their own life. So where are we going? Verse 20, wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. That sounds scary to me, or it did at one time. You know, you mean you know where I'm getting at. You know, there's a lot of people going to cry, Lord, Lord, but they were serving self and not him. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven, not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. That would be the most awful words that we could ever hear, is I never knew you. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. So, I think I'm going to leave it at that. Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen. Thank you for praying for me. That was, you know, on Thursday I was like, Friday, I was like, somebody's praying for me. And I just felt it. I could not have done this, had a message if it weren't for you. Thank you very much.